I've been doing this for 17 years. That's a long time. And I started out as a life coach. And people said, well, what's a life coach? And I said, well, let's see, there is no real definition. It's just someone who helps people score in the game of life. Yeah, I like the sound of that. But no, really, what it's about is creating a strategy and equipping yourself with good tools and resources, giving the support and encouragement to be successful. Yeah, that was really great. But you know what? People said, no, that's just too vague. It's too general. You need to have a niche, a specialty, some area of expertise. And I thought, well, okay. So let's see, there's weight, there's money. Different people have different kinds of issues about personal baggage. And one day my son actually said to his friend, my mom's a shrink in denial. And I said, honey, no, okay. I'm not trying to fix people. I'm not pointing out what's wrong with them. But you know what? I've their job or their finances or even their health. A lot of it was about the people in their life and their relationships with those people. And I thought, okay, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and be a relationship coach. And another thing that I really noticed is that there's a lot of conflict in relationships. And it's not even about differences of opinion. It's just about lack of effective communication. Ah, maybe that should be my real area of specialty expertise. Well, you know what? Everything I do with my clients is based on their true nature, the nature of their personality, their disposition, their strengths and talents and gifts and abilities. Let's focus that. Let's really make a specific goal, yeah, of how to improve the quality of the relationships we have with accepting and appreciating the differences and then being able to communicate effectively. That's it. Conflict resolution through effective communication. Synergy, what we create when we come together. Okay, so what I've always told people, synergy is what we create powerfully when we come together. But I actually have my computer here and I'm going to read specifically, accurately, the definition that you're going to get on the internet if you type it into Google. The interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. That means when we come together, we are exponentially more powerful. We don't add up, we don't multiply, we go to powers of intensity. And sometimes that can be in a unified way. Sometimes it's in a divisive way. We can actually have good or bad energy. And I've always told people there is no neutral energy. If you are not positive, then indifferent. That's actually negative. Because if you're not contributing to a solution or the improvement of a situation, a certain circumstance, you're actually making it worse simply because the power that we have is, it does come with a responsibility. And you know what? The fact that we have become antisocial with our social media, that's something of a paradox right there. We were supposed to be better coming together, becoming more connected. Isn't that really what we all want? Well, I don't care. Doesn't matter. It's not my problem. I'm sorry, what can't you see I'm busy here on my phone? Okay, so yes, I can see that. Maybe we need to get together again. Let's actually talk face to face. You know, people are afraid to do that now. And again, I don't think that computers are entirely a bad thing, right? They are helping us. They do help us to get more things done, be more efficient. And okay, let's start out with a joke. And I know my producers heard this probably 100 times, but I'm going to say it again for the people watching today for the first time. Spanish teacher was explaining that in words are actually feminine or masculine, and they need to have an article, el or la. We just say the in English, but they say L or la. Okay, so one of the students, it was an adult class, and he raised his hand. He said, teacher, is it El Computador or La Computadora? And she said, well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman? know, just for fun. And he goes, nope, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. I retract the question. Forget it. Put my hand down. And she said, no, you know what? That's kind of a weird reaction. We're gonna make a game out of this. Men over here, women over there. Talk it out. Tell me if you think this thing's a guy or a gal. And so the men look at each other and they're like, good advice. So get out paper and pen, and they're just writing it like, no. She goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you writing down there? And they said, oh no, we're writing a list. This thing is so female, it's not even funny. And she said, okay, stop. Go ahead. Read me your list. Okay. Number one, only the creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they can interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory. And number four, you never stop buying accessories for them. And she goes, oh my God, ladies, I'm dying here. Those were great answers. Tell me you can save me here. And they said, yeah, we've got four reasons too. This thing's a guy. We'll tell you why. Number one, they won't do anything for you if you don't turn them on. Number two, you can give them information all day long. They still can't think for themselves. Number three, they claim to be able to solve all your problems in life, you know, and in real life, when push comes to shove, they're the actual problem. And most importantly, you know, number four, if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one. Okay. Now, again, I say that in jest because, yeah, those are certain things that are true, but we're supposed to be coming together to make things better. The technology is there, created for us to make things better. Why aren't things getting better? Actually, big picture, long term, because you know what? It has made us divisive and antisocial. We genuinely don't know how to communicate the way we used to. We used to sit down with each other. We would spend time together and actually have a conversation. But now we've even changed the way we talk to each other when we do sit down face to face in the same place at the same time, which we don't do as much anymore. People don't even go into restaurants. They don't even go into grocery stores to buy their food, to eat their food, to oh my gosh, we don't even go to the movies anymore. We have these different devices that we use in our homes, and some of them, the phone is good enough. How much do we pay for a phone anymore? Now think about this, just logistically. How many words a minute do we think? Okay, because right now I'm thinking about a complete thought. It's not even in words. So let's think about that. Our feelings and our thoughts are complete concepts that we need to express in order for someone else to be with us on those levels and having those experiences. Okay. So, of course, as scientists, we had to do our little experiment. We think at a rate of about 200 words per minute. That's a lot. Okay. But you know what? We only speak at about 150. Okay. So a little bit's not quite getting out, but you know what? That's not bad. It's, you know, 75%. Okay. I keep going. So they said, listen, we only listen at about 100 words a minute. Whoa, we're missing like 30% of that, 33% of that. Okay, well, then we're talking, thinking, and listening. But you know, when we're reading, we actually only read about 75 to 80, and that's if we're skimming because we're okay. So if we're reading, we're doing less and less and less and getting the actual. But you know what? When we text, not even when we type, because if we type, we can type pretty well. If we text, it's only 30 to 45 words a minute. And how often does our technology do the correcting for us? And well, that wasn't quite what I meant, but that's okay. It's close enough. It's good enough. Only about 20% of what we actually want to share with people is what they have, what they receive because of all of these different things, these different methods, these different devices that we use. Okay, so you know what? In a way, that's kind of scary. It's kind of unfortunate because how much of what we're not getting was the important stuff? Well, you know what? Good enough is good. No, good enough isn't good enough when we're talking, when we're communicating. Because now what we have is social media. And what that does is even gives us words at the bottom as responses. Well, you know what? Good enough is good enough. No, it's not. What did you really think about what that person said or what they did or how they think or how they feel? Can you get on the video? Probably not everybody wants to do that, though, because part of the reason, again, why we don't want to go out is because we don't really want to be seen. Okay, so that's intimate in a way. It's an intimate setting, right? But we're not really vulnerable the way we would be if we were together. If we had come together, we could see things like our eyes. We could hear our tone of voice. We could feel our energy. Maybe we could even touch. Yeah. You know what? We need to be intimate and vulnerable. That's what makes us human. But now we have this social disease of TMI, too much information. But you know what? That's personal, but it's not really intimate. Just because we're in a physical place together, you know what? Or and there was a maybe in a restaurant, okay, like, or I'll just say a coffee shop. I'm over here, you're over there. Yeah, but we're not really intimate until we are together. Let's get physically together near each other so we can feel that energy, so that we can hear a tone of voice. Are you hearing my voice? Would you? Would you? Would you? Okay, let's no, hold on. Okay, let's do that. Two words. Would you? Okay. There's different messages that can be sent with those two words. There's would you? That's please, I would appreciate it if you did. There's would you, which is, well, I'm not going to, and I'm going to justify the reason why I'm not going to do something. And there's would you, which is, you know what, I don't trust you and I don't believe you. So I'm going to go ahead and question the validity of what you're saying and what you're doing because I don't. Okay. And there's would you. Which is, you know what, I really don't think you're gonna, but I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there and give you an opportunity to say and do it. Okay, if you put WOULD space YOU in your phone, how many different ways can the person that got that message interpret what you just said? You know what? They're like, well, I'm not really sure, so I'm not gonna waste my time trying to figure it out. But you know what? Informative. Okay, we've got intimate but not vulnerable. We have personal but not intimate. But then we have informative but not personal. Okay, so now it's just all about the information. The person has been taken out of the equation. We can't be doing that because the most important thing that I always tell people, accountability. There's responsibility. Part of what comes with responsibility is accountability. Yeah, we are socially responsible. We need to be accountable to each other and for ourselves in the things that we say and do and are. But how are people going to know what we mean, what we are, what we're saying, and what we're doing if we are not physically together? That's a lot. Okay. Now, COVID-19 has made us even more distant simply because, you know what, if you don't want to get sick and die. Okay, and so if I can't hear what you're saying, never mind. Just, okay, so, whatever. Okay. Wow, you know what? We don't like that. We want to be together. And again, I don't want to make you sick, but I want to be with you. What if I actually want to give you a hug? Or a kiss. Well, you know what? I don't want to do that because you could die and I could die. Okay, well, here's another thing I like to tell my no, not my victims, my clients, right? That when we have a healthy immune system, we have touch, we have smell, we have the audio, we have the visual, we have all of these different ways that we are stimulated. We are not animals. We are not just about kill or be killed and have babies and make sure your race, your genus, your species doesn't die. Okay, so you know what? When we have something tell or someone telling us you need to stay away from people, and even when you're close to them, you need to not have contact, we actually have to disconnect something from ourselves because that's part of our humanity. Look, you can be detached. Detached is from someone or something outside of you. Disconnected is when you're not attached to what's going on inside of you. So then you have two options. You can either just smother it and ignore it, or you can actually get rid of it, completely eliminate it, so you don't have to do the work. Because you know what? It is a lot of work to ignore what's going on inside of you, to suffocate it, to bury it even more. Yeah. Okay. So some people say it's just easier to get rid of it. But you know what? That's going to have an even worse effect because, again, as humans, we are connected. We are connected and we connect with the things and, most importantly, the people around us. Okay. So now I'm not political again, and a lot of people don't believe that. They don't want to believe that. Okay. But the fact is, there are a lot of political things going on. I don't participate in those things because I don't feel the need to participate in them. Okay, well, you know what? A lot of things have become political now with the use of excessive use of social media. You can take pretty much any topic and turn it into a debate, a verbal debate. Well, you know what? A social debate, a political debate. And so some people, they're just so accustomed to arguing about everything. And yes, you know what? We've got Fifth Amendment. We have rights. We have all kinds of opportunities. Entitlement, we genuinely believe we can say whatever we want. And again, there's no accountability. There's no real connection. There's no real understanding. So there's no consequence. People really are, wow, they're really hurt. And they hurt other people. And I want to just share something that has happened in the last week. I went full force with some of the people who lived at Cass, and one of them still does, about the campaign to get support from the community and to solicit funds to get the support from the community. I'm going to give them life coaching. The people that live at Cass Shelter, Central Arizona Shelter Services, they really do need to get healthy. The people who live there need to get their social confidence. They need to get their emotional fortitude. They need to get their mental strength and determination. And I say, look, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take care of you. I'm going to get you the life coaching that you need for free. All I'm doing is reaching out to the community saying, hey, if anybody wants to donate to this campaign, homeless shelter victims on GoFundMe. Go ahead and go online and make a donation. And a couple of people said, yeah, okay, I'll go ahead. And they haven't made the donation yet. And some people said, you know what? I don't want to go online. I'm just going to give you some money. I can't believe how many people did not trust. They genuinely do not believe that what I'm doing is valid because so many people, I guess, have used GoFundMe in a fraudulent way. So people don't even trust people who are doing good things for other people because of their personal experience in these social, electronically social forums. And they've been lied to, they've been taken advantage of. Wow, that actually hurt my heart a lot. And so when I was working with these people who lived in Cass and the one who still does, and trying to get the support from the community to help and to improve the situation, the heartbreak was just, wow, I can't believe no one wants to help us. But if you ask for money, if you ask for cash, they'll throw cash at you because they just assume you're going to go and buy what, food or drinks or something else. So that's a bit. You know what? You've earned it. So go ahead and here, take a few bucks. Wow, that surprised me too. So when we're talking about what really is the mental and emotional status of the people in the neighborhood, what do they really think when they want to help people? First of all, do they want to help people? And second, in what way? And third, is it okay to reach out to them, or should you just wait for them to come to you? You know what? I was reading, let's see, what calls a political synergy. Okay, here we go. I was reading on the internet something about politics, and for some reason, the word synergy caught my eye. I went, whoa, 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 what is this? And so I went back on the title, the article was Political Synergy. Okay. And differing opinions were seen as, quote, checks and balances, unquote. But you know what? Not anymore. According to this article, it says, and I quote, the pendulum, hold on here. The pendulum is now swinging so far and high that it now sweeps right through the middle without slowing down. A pendulum as a swing, it's going up. The political opinions of people used to be, you know what? There's you over here, there's me over here. Let's talk. We're going to debate. Okay, sometimes we're gonna say, and you know what? We might actually have a meeting of the minds. Well, but not really. All we kind of do is agree to disagree. But now it has become so extreme. People's opinions and political, I guess you could say, passions, right, are becoming so extreme that they can't even agree to disagree anymore because there's so much friction and conflict, even within the concepts, the political concepts that used to be, well, you know, this is opposite. Now it has become really, really intensely opposite and diametrically opposed. And people, yeah, they don't believe in balance and moderation. There's actually one gentleman who saw what I was doing on the street corner with this sign saying, hey, you know what, go ahead and help out the homeless shelter victims. He said, you know what, I'm curious about what you do. Let's actually talk. He didn't end up giving any donation. He just wanted to see what I was doing because when he said, what's your political affiliation? And I said, I don't have one. This is just me. He said, yeah, right. So who are you doing this for? I said, I'm not. I this is my own money and this is my own time. I've made the sign. I've invested funds. And he goes, why? Why? And I said, because the people who live in these shelters are tortured and they're abused and they need to get back on their feet. And right now they're not allowed to have any access to the resources. So I'm going to give them something better. I'm going to give them the confidence, right, from life coaching to go out, to reach out in the community themselves, to have access to all of these resources that Cass is denying them access to. We ended up talking in a couple of different situations, a couple of different times, because he saw me a couple different days, and he said, okay, wait a minute, let me go ahead and ask you a couple of questions. And one of them was about spirituality, because part of the reason why I'm not politically inclined one way or the other is because usually politics conflicts in some way with spiritual principles of moderation and balance and humility and gratitude. When you are fighting with people, it's because you want to win. I do not want to win anything political. I believe that what I can do in myself, inside of myself, can make me a higher quality soul. So then when I'm around other people, being around me will make them higher quality souls as well. And you know what? Again, your mood is contagious. Whatever it is that you bring to the table, you are going to have an effect, an either positive or a negative effect on the people around you. And then they are going to take that with them to the next place with the next person in another situation. Yeah, let's go ahead and make this perpetually better, because I do not believe that politically one person can change everybody. We have free will and we can affect the people that are around us. We can make decisions that are going to have a very positive or a very negative impact, because first of all, the choices that we make are going to have some kind of consequence. They're going to have some kind of effect. But more importantly, even if it's a negative effect, when you establish that rapport and that trust and that relationship, you can go back to that person and say, okay, this didn't quite happen the way we were planning. It wasn't the way that I wanted it to. Let's talk, because we have established that rapport that builds trust. Ah, see, and that's what comes together, what unifies us and solidifies us and propels that good energy with those good choices that sometimes may just be to say, actually, this isn't a good thing to do right now. Got this. For either one of us, we need to get something else, kind of a different approach. Well, maybe we need to take different steps, just the same approach, just kind of modified in a different way. Let's go ahead and collaborate with each other. Look at that. That's great. And so when I tell people, you need to get to the tip of the iceberg before you hit rock bottom. Well, TIP, I love acronyms, TIP. When we're talking about the synergy of conflict, it's not just about difference of opinion, because difference of opinion is going to happen. We have different people. Difference of opinion is inevitable. When it gets to conflict to the point where, you know what, we're conflicting and we're hitting impasse, like this huge political synergy that they're talking about, it is diametrically opposed and it's almost looking for opportunities to fight with people. This is what I say. There are different levels of emotion. There are different factors of the conflict, and there are different responses that people have. And so when we have to really take a look, see what's going on, and the situation is not what it should have been that we wanted it to, well, let's just go ahead and deal with this in a situation. Let's go ahead and say now, we need to figure out what's going on inside each one of us separate from this situation. And I know I hate using the timeout, but you know what? When we take a timeout and we say, yeah, I need to figure out what's going on inside of me because that's the only way I'm going to restore myself back up to a higher quality soul so that when we get back together and say, okay, what's going on here? And let's fix whatever is wrong. We can, in our own limitations or in our own lack of ability, we can intensify and augment the bad negative energy around, you know what? This is just a topic that we need to discuss. And even if it is, in the end, agreeing to disagree, we need to still say, but I understand what you're saying. You understand what I'm saying. And we are going to be mutually compatibly willing to say, I still respect you and I appreciate you and I trust you as a person. So that's easy, right? Just go ahead and do it. Like keep warm and well fed or get in a good mood. And you know what? The fact is, there's usually something else going on inside of us. When we have other things going on inside of us before that situation even presented itself, okay, that's something that we need to take a real close look at and be honest. And again, I've told people this many times. Probably one of the most defining points in my life was when I was with my father, my papa, and he said, "You know what? You need to be really careful," because I was trying to pull a fast one on him, just a little white lie. And he said, when you lie to strangers, you're going to miss out on some amazing lifetime opportunities. When you lie to friends and family, you're going to die alone because they're not going to trust you and they're not going to want to be with you. And even if they do, what you have isn't going to be real. But when you lie to yourself, you start believing your own lies. What you have isn't real. You are completely alone. You're going to die alone. It's all over. You may as well just pack it up right now because you don't even have you left. Wow. Okay. That's pretty horrible. So you know what? You need to be honest with yourself and give yourself the room and the opportunity to say, wow, what's really going on inside of me? And how do I deal with it? How do I actually improve the situation? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you an example of something that happened recently. Again, I've been working with different people on the street and in different businesses and holding the sign. And yeah, people have some opinions about that, and they're not all too shy to share their opinion. One day, I was literally carrying a bag and the sign and my purse and a chair and a table. And I had the guys helping me, and they were carrying all of their own stuff too. So as we're getting ready in the bus, we literally were getting up to the door, the bus pulled away, and we were like, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're knocking, and then she stopped. Like, she opened the door, and we're like, what are you doing? We're in the process of getting out. Well, you were not ready. You need to be rider ready. And I said, okay, we were ready. We were just getting all of our stuff. Well, that's not my problem. I said, okay, so we're just going to go ahead, and maybe she's having a bad day right now. So my first helper, he started to put his money in. Well, she picked a fight about that. Apparently, it wasn't enough money. Well, it's been enough money for the last week. Well, not with her. Okay. So the next guy who got on in front of me said, okay, well, I'll pay for his. No problem. Oh, that infuriated her. And then I said, okay, well, he just gave this money to the other employee, the other guy working. I'm going to go ahead and pay for his. But I didn't have his money. So I had to like put my stuff down and find my bag, money, and she was like, oh man, that just sent her over the edge. And I said, okay, you can sit here and fight with me because I don't have the money ready. Well, you're supposed to be rider ready. I said, okay, but I'm not. So we can sit here and continue debating about this, or you can just let me get the money. So I'm like, okay. And as the three of us sat down, we had to just reset, calm down, and say, okay, now we could continue to provoke her and exacerbate an already volatile situation, or we can just say, okay, you know what, to each other, we're doing really good, and I'm really proud of you, and you're really proud of me. And as soon as we get off the bus, we're going to get something with saturated fat. We're going to go eat something. Okay. And yeah, we talked to each other about it, and it was almost like, whoa. There are people who genuinely have something going on inside of them before a situation even presents itself, before other people even interact with them. And it's very important to know yourself to be able to say, okay, what's going on inside of me, not just in this moment, but maybe beneath whatever this moment triggered. Okay, now when we're talking about the validity of timeout, I hate that timeout. You get to take this with the kids. That's just basically sending the kid to the corner when you don't really want to deal with the kid. You know, okay, but let's just say, hypothetically, maybe timeout was good. Say, okay, now I just take a step back. If you're going to sit with your nose in the corner, you're not really doing anything good. How about if you take an inventory and ask yourself, okay, what just happened outside of me? And what's going on inside of me? We've got some reaction emotions that are pretty intense. There's anger, there's fear, and there's anxiety. But being able to say to someone or a situation, look, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but trust me, I am not in a good place right now. I need to get myself recentered. And I like to just use the example of ballet. You can wave your arms and legs around and you can spin and also, but you have to have yourself centered so that no matter what you're doing, that will always be your foundation for stability. And your strength can impact there and it will absorb all of that impact and that pressure. Yeah, that's really great. And so when you say to people, you know what, I don't know, I got nothing here. Give me a few minutes to figure out, first of all, what happened to create whatever is going on inside of me, and then how I can get myself back into okay, you know what? Now let's deal with the situation because this is a very, very important situation to deal with. Something needs to be corrected. Maybe even if it's just okay, you know what? That person needs to go on their way. Well, no, you know what? Actually, I saw her doing those things to other people as well, so I did call. And the guys who are with me are saying, you know what, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't want to make it worse. And I said, well, no, because what I'm actually going to do is make the situation better. There's a customer service number. And I called and I said, look, this is what's going on. This is who she is. This is the bus number. And this is the route number. And this is the time of day. And this is our location. And this is what she's doing. You need to give this lady a refresher course. Yeah, you can actually say this is a situation that needs to be improved. Because one of the other people on the bus said, yeah, she's kind of always like this. I said, what? She's always like this? I'm like, yeah, you just got to kind of just, you know, deal with it. And I said, okay, well, I deal with it by actually resolving the problem. The problem is she thinks she can do this and she can't. She is a customer service, community service employee. Yeah, she needs to be good to the people in the community. And you know what, when I called and left the message, yeah, that was good that you told us. When you have the ability to recenter yourself and get yourself kind of okay, yeah, that made me really angry, and I'm going to go ahead and talk to whoever is going to be accessible and a source of resolution for this. It's not the same thing as just complaining. Are you just going to complain? Then that means you have not got yourself into a high quality state first and say, well, you know what? I'll give you another example. There was a, excuse me, there was a Lyft driver. I had to take a real quick taxi ride basically to where I was going because I was on a time limit. And so this guy scared me. He genuinely, he sped up and then, you know, would break, and then he would cut in front of it, and then there was a train going by, and he would swear, and I was like, wow, okay, this scares me. Okay. And I would say, this is the fear that I need to go ahead and relax and calm down. Okay. And I actually had to call someone and say, I'm very afraid right now. And the person said, I love you. You're doing an excellent job. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Okay. I think I need something to drink. Okay. So I got something to drink. And then I said, well, you know what? I do need to actually, because the text message or the email from that company said, so you want to go ahead and rate your driver? And I was like, yeah, I do. In fact, I'll tell you why I rated them the way that I did. And I can go ahead and give you some details where we went and the specific things. There were several things. And actually, as I got out of the car, I forgot to tell you this part. I was very afraid. And when I got out of the car, I said, I literally had the door open and I said to him, you know what? I'm a woman, INTP, and I'm Italian. And you know what? Congratulations. You just scared the hell out of me. Because first of all, Italian women, we don't get scared. We scare other people. And INTPs, we don't really have emotional reactions. We just think about information like a computer. And I said to him, you know what? You actually scared me. He laughed. And I went, okay. Okay, so getting myself back together and being able to say, now I want to deal with what this was, the situation itself. Yeah, I promise you, he wasn't doing anything differently with me than he does with everybody else. So when we're thinking about those three different feelings, there's anxiety and there's fear and there's anger. We have anxiety a lot. But really, taking a close look at what each one of those are. Anxiety is our body and mind telling us something could potentially go wrong. Deal with the situation. We're gonna, okay, that make you nervous. Okay, so instead of just reacting to the emotion, which a lot of people do, you need to be able to say, okay, I'm gonna take care of myself to deal with the effects of the emotion. But then once I've got myself into a high quality state, I can say, what is it? I need to take an inventory of the situation that I'm in or the people in it or myself. Something is going on that could potentially become something worse. Okay, well, you know what? Then let's go ahead and deal with it. And it's done. Well, fear is more. Fear is about, you know what? Your personal safety is actually in danger. Something is threatening you to a more intense degree. Because anxiety is something could go wrong. Yeah, you know what? Fear is something's going wrong. It's going wrong. It's going on right now. And it's very, very important. So it's much more intense. Well, okay. So being able to actually manage all of that stuff going on inside of you and still think clearly about, okay, I'm going to manage all of this stuff going on inside of me because I appreciate and I respect the value that it brings into my life. I need to be able to say, look at all of these different facets, all of these different features. Yeah, all of these factors that are in a situation, because rarely is it just one thing, things that are affecting other things that are stimulated by other things that are provoked by other things that are caused by other things that people are included in it. And okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and take a look while we're managing the fear going on inside of us. Yeah, that's a skill. That is a life skill that with a lot of practice you can master and be very impressive. Well, okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and look talk about anger. Anger is our body and mind's way of telling us something already has gone wrong and you need to fix it right now. Anger is about our sense of justice and rectification. You need to resolve whatever it is that happened. You know, the anxiety was probably telling us, yeah, something's going on. Fear is actually telling us you need to go ahead and fix the situation. But if we don't respond to it, or if we're not even paying attention to it, might not have even known that it was going on, then our anger is saying, okay, I'm not going to leave you alone until you fix the situation that has gone wrong. Okay. And I'm going to make you feel a lot of different things. And you know what? Maybe that's good. Maybe that's bad. It all depends on what you do with it. When you have that opportunity to say, okay, I'm feeling very aggressive. I'm feeling very empowered. I've got a lot of thoughts going on. Okay. You can actually get people involved and say, this is a situation, and I want you to help me fix the situation. Having that ability to compartmentalize and say, there are a lot of different things that happened. If you work with me, if we work together, the synergy that we are creating, even in spite of the negativity of the anger, we can create an amazing solution and empowering each other from our support and appreciation. Yeah. That's just the situation, the external situation that we're making better. But no, what it really is reconnecting with each other and fortifying each other and being able to say, yeah, this is what I needed and this is what you needed. And when we come together, we are exponentially more to the good or the bad of the world, of the situation. That's our choice. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and be the initiator of a good, positive, healthy choice. Okay. So you know what? Let's go ahead and just accept the fact that there are going to be things in our life externally that create anxiety and give us fear and anger, all of these different things going on. But you know what? What's the real challenge? The challenge is trying to determine what has distorted inside of us something that, you know what, we've actually created a situation beyond the original one. We might have made it worse. What do we do? It's time to take that inventory of we either contribute to the solution or we propel the problem. We may need to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, you know, I'm actually exacerbating the situation. Situation, I'm making it worse, not only because I'm not resolving the issue, but because I'm bringing my own stuff into the situation instead of resolving it. Maybe you could resolve it alone. Maybe you'll need someone else because, again, it might not have anything to do with the situation that triggered it. All that situation did was say, okay, you've got something else going on inside of you that you need to address. You need to fix that situation. That is exponentially worse than this temporary external one. Okay, now, okay, we have our perspective. Our perspective is very limited. We do not always see everything that is included, that is involved in the situation. What we see is just from our point of view. Do you know that if you took time and said, okay, I'm gonna look at it from this way, and I'm gonna look at it from this way. And you know what? You can't even necessarily do it because of your personality. We only have a tendency to understand things from our own view. So you know what? You can talk to people about it. Again, not text, not email, even call, just call. If you can't get physically together, yeah. And say, hey, there's something going on here, and I really do want to talk about it because I need to get past this thing inside of me that continues to exacerbate already not ideal situations into making them worse. Okay, well, you know what? Having someone in your world say, well, you know what? Your perspective there were a few other things going on that you didn't necessarily know about, or you saw them and you didn't know accurately what they were about. You interpreted them in a slightly erroneous way. Okay, so then there's your perception of them. Again, let's go ahead and take it to the next step. Your perspective, now that you are able to see more things, your perception of the things that you see may be a little off as well. And so when you say there are different pros and cons to each situation, but there are also elements, a variety of elements, not again, not mutually exclusive, not diametrically opposed. They're indelibly intertwined. Okay, so when your perception, which is just your interpretation of what you now have the perspective, the more whole perspective to see. Okay, so when we have a perception of that, there are times when you can actually take it apart and put it back together. But again, if there are other people involved in that situation, it's okay to say, I need to know your opinion as well, your perception of this. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Because the nice thing about people is that when you say to them, I'm very genuinely interested in your thoughts and your feelings and your needs, then I'm going to take what you say to me from that angle of we want to work together, we want to be together, and we will ultimately support each other to create the solution that, you know what, there's a problem here, but I'm okay if you're okay because I trust you and I respect you and I appreciate you. Wow. Okay. Our judgment, we've got our perspective, we have our perception, and we have our judgment. Sometimes we're just going to be wrong. We are, because our judgment is flawed. It's faulty in some ways, again, because we are imperfect. Now, whether you believe that we were created by a higher being or we evolved, the fact is we do have imperfect perfections and limitations in our judgment. We are going to make blatant mistakes. We are. When we have the opportunity to make a choice, some people say, well, you know what, it's 50-50. Well, yeah, on a good day. And the most important thing again is the relationships that we have, saying to the people, look, you know what, I'm just going to mess up. And you know what, I trust that you care enough about me as a person to be willing to forgive me. Yeah, because if I have done something, I also trust that you're going to be honest with me. Come tell me when I have done something. But then again, of course, that means you have to be ready to hear what they're going to say. That comes back to your perception and your perspective and your judgment. How do you truly feel about people? Do you trust people or are you suspicious and defensive? Well, it's tough. The world that we live in, it's tough to trust people, but it is possible. And yeah, it takes a lot of work, but it's worth the work. And one of the things that I like to tell people is I like to compartmentalize. Yeah, I have the ability to say, what are the different facets? What are the different factors? What are the different features? But you know what? People are the most important thing. And so again, I'm just going to go over it real quick. When I teach people about their personality, you have disposition, inclinations, and then functionality. And the most important thing that I tell the people who come to me specifically as a coach, and what I'm going to be teaching the people in the homeless shelter is you need to embrace your own personality before you can appreciate everyone else. You are only going to be as good to other people as you are to yourself, which here it is, here's the key. Be good to yourself in a healthy way. If doing something, taking the time out to rest or maybe go for a walk or get something to eat in moderation and balance to keep yourself centered is the most important thing first, you will get yourself into a higher quality state. Then you can be with other people and say, okay, now I want to help you get into a high quality state too. That comes from doing the things that are good for you, that you are good at. And you can say to different people, you know what, I really appreciate this one particular thing about you. And I really do value this one thing that you do. Would you be willing to be in my life to do and be those things that are amazing? Yeah, there is more joy in giving than in receiving. People appreciate you saying to them, you, who you are, makes the quality of my life better. The first thing they're going to say is, great, let me do it. Let me do it. And let me get the excitement that comes from making your life better just by being who I am. Okay, now, really quick, the four dichotomies, introvert or extrovert, sensory or intuitive, thinker or feeler, perceiver or judger. Yeah, you need to be able to answer those questions. How honest are you with yourself? When you take these tests, wherever you go to take it, I have a book, I have a website. You can go ahead and email me to get the test. Yeah, and you can say, these are the questions, generally speaking. How honest are you with yourself? How well do you even know yourself? Some people, that's the first thing that I actually have to coach them to do is to be able to take that test because they may have heard something from someone else that a judger, perceiver, an introvert, an extrovert is actually not a good thing, or it looks and acts and feels this way, and you should stop acting that way, and you should stop doing that. Okay. It's okay to be all of those things. The world needs people to be all of those things. Yeah, when you know that there's a reason why some people need to be those things, you can say, okay, it's okay that I am only one of 16 personalities. There are 15 other kinds of people in the world who are just as important as me, because the things in the world that need to be done are done by different people in different ways. Yes, you absolutely can do things that are not your true nature, your personality inclination to do, but you need to take care of yourself while you're doing it and understand that, yeah, you're not necessarily going to do it as well as the other things. And when you're done, you may need to say, okay, I'm exhausted now, and I do need to take care of myself maybe in a different way. And if you tell the people in your life, yeah, I do have to take care of myself, but again, I promise when I am done taking care of myself, tending to whatever those needs are, what I give you will be a higher quality. Then you know what? People, genuinely, people are good. And they'll say to you, well, you know what? Hey, instead of 15 minutes, you can take half an hour, because I appreciate that you were honest with me. And maybe I'll know exactly what it is you were doing. Maybe I'd be willing to try something like that as well. Again, that good attitude, that positive approach to other people and to yourself, it really does matter in the world, because the things that we're doing right now, the social media, it's very divisive, unfortunately. And the people who get on these different websites, they don't always have your best interest at heart. And they don't always, okay, you know what? Fine. Sometimes there are scam artists. Sometimes there are political fanatics, and they start these really weird discussion rooms, and they start these really weird groups that, yeah, people who are saying, I really just want to fight right now. Okay, great. Go ahead and go fight. You don't have to be a part of that. Everything that you think and you feel and you do is going to affect everybody around you. I'll say it again. There is no neutral energy. Your intentions are just as important as your actions. And what you personally believe and what you value in your life is going to manifest in the things you say and do. When you say, I don't care about other people, you're actually not doing any good to yourself or to them, because disconnected and detached are very harmful to the human race. Now, the synergy that you have with the people around you, go ahead and take a look this week, and take an examination, a close examination, not only of your lifestyle, but your relationships, your connections. How many people in your life encourage you to be a better person? How many people don't really? How many people spend time with you personally, physically, face to face? And I promise you, you know a whole lot more people than you're currently interacting with. COVID-19 has just made us go, okay, I'm just going to get rid of all of these people in my life. Well, it's time to get them back in your life. Go ahead and look at people again. Go out into public places. Don't always order everything online. Sometimes, yeah, you can be on the phone. Call instead of texting. If you know that what you have to say is important, and you say with the genuine heartfelt emotion that you're feeling, you don't have to worry about not getting all the words in, or you don't have to worry about, well, is that, or are they really going to get it? Just talk. And when they say to you, you know what, I have something I need to do, I don't really have time to talk, you can say, that's okay, I'll call you back later. Or even better, let's get together, this is my treat. Do you want to Zoom? Yeah. Or a video call, video chat on some other application. That's nice too, because you can see their eyes, you can see their body, you can hear their voice. Yeah, when we have that and go, well, it was really good to see you again. That right there is another really great affirmation, a confirmation that we are all very, very valuable, not only to each other, but to the whole wide world. The power of synergy. And again, the campaign on GoFundMe is homeless shelter victims. You'll see my picture there. And what we're trying to do is get the life coaching program up for the people who live at CAS, which is in downtown Phoenix. Please go ahead and check it out. And again, this is BBS Radio. If you ever have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, the number is 888-627-6008. Or if you prefer an email, you can go to bbsradio.com/thepowerofsynergy@gmail.com. Go ahead and email me a question. I'd be more than happy to answer it on the show. Thank you so much for watching today. And again, my name is Gabrielle Cardona from Synergy Relationship Coaching. And this is BBS Radio, The Power of Synergy. Have a great week.